Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I have no idea where this came from, but I'm looking at very scary video. I think it was out in western Nebraska. It's an 18-wheeler. And he hits one of them haboobs. Have you ever experienced
Somebody sent that haboob? To us, yeah. Yeah, I never have, and that looks scary as hell.
It is a big...
And they're not used. They're not normal for this part of the country, right?
No. Isn't that a, no, not at all. That's an indication of how dry it is out there, climate how dusty it is out there, and it's been so damn windy.
But it's fake. Climate change is fake. Remember that.
And that looks dangerous.
It does.
Do you think something that dangerous would be called... The haboob doesn't sound dangerous.
No, it sounds like great.
Watch out for the haboob. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Where's it at? Check out haboob. That's what I think of when I hear it. It's boobs.
Mean, the ones you see in the desert are even scarier than that.
But even that one, look, did the guy pull over?
I think he kept going.
But in cases his car, how could he see anything?
You can't.
That's what I thought.
You just can't, but it's also unsafe to pull over because somebody else might be riding along the shoulder, not see you, and blow himself up.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what you would do in that instance.
Two guys in a haboob.
I think you just got to crawl along and hope somebody sees your brake lights.
Man, that's creepy. But even then, you got to really crawl along because you don't know where that road's going. That was in western Nebraska, that video we got?
Yeah, there was
an accident this morning.
I don't know if this is western Nebraska, but I know they had some dust storms out west.
Situations like that, it'd be nice if your car, if you could turn on like your own little, not a siren, but just something that was like, whoop, whoop, like I'm here.
Right, yeah. Just like that, too.
Something
whoop, I'm here.
A lot of noise and put out a lot of light.
Yeah.
I got a siren that goes, whoop, whoop, I'm here.
It's like the Juggalo warning.
That's what the Focus must go out at the red light. You hear Nick pushing his horn. It's whoop, 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 I'm here.
Now, the replies on this all suggest it's a tornado, and I don't think that's the case. I think it was just straight line winds creating the haboob.
Haboob. This is from Jeremy. This is kind of sad, but it's actually, you know, he wanted to send this to us. Hey, Todd and Tyler, I've been a fan of you guys since I was 16. I'm 40 now. I've been listening to us for 24 years. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate that. My girlfriend passed away on Wednesday. I just wanted to tell you that your show is helping me through get through this time. Wish I could meet you guys and tell you someday in person. You can. Anytime you see us, walk up and say hi if you see us. I'm not sure where you live. She's a wonderful person. Left us way too soon. Thanks for the radiotherapy and have a great day. Jeremy, you know... That's tough. My brother-in-law recently lost his girlfriend. She passed away, and it's I know how the stuff he's going through. So, it's tough, bud. You'll get through it. Yeah. And then thanks for the comments. Appreciate that.
Way too young.
We'll try to talk more haboobs for you. You know.
All right. Here's your answer, Nick. The name haboob comes from the Arabic word hab, meaning to blow.
Oh. Yeah. Where's my mouse at?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You have that and boob.
Yes.
But you know when I realize what it means, but once they figured out it's Arabic for and what is the haboob? Well, we can't call it that. We can't call it that. You know, let's call it something else.
Oh, that's a cute little word.
Blow.
Why wouldn't you call it that?
To blow. Let's call it to blow.
All right. I just call it a blow storm.
Right. All right.
He had a big hole to blow through.
Blow through.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Customs and Border Protection is announcing another massive meth seizure in South Texas. They found $18 million worth of meth inside two dozen plastic buckets in Laredo. The weighed almost 913 pounds. Guy, Mexican citizen, apparently trying to drive the drugs into the U.S. as part of a stainless steel scrap shipment. No word on if he is facing charges, but one assumes.
Stay away from meth, kids.
Yeah, well, this just proves that the border's out of control.
It is out of control. They stop things.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but you know.
See everything they seized?
Yeah, I know.
Gone.
And they people write that out in tweets. I'm thinking, what, you know what you just wrote there?
Brilliant.
They stopped a bunch of people. It's out of control. No, they stopped a bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But...
See, I feel badly for that guy because he's a dead man walking.
Yeah,
now.
He is.
He got caught.
He is.
Yep.
And the cartel is not happy.
Right.
But good thing they got their guns coming the other way.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
No.
Getting guns over the border.
Not at all an issue. Not at all.
There's some scenes in Better Call Saul where they're trying to get these trucks across the border.
Right.
And you know what's in the truck, and they pull the drivers out while they go around them with mirrors and dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And those scenes are so well done that, like, I feel like I'm about to get busted with the stuff. I'm like, oh, no. Like, don't look under that dog. Don't look there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an episode in this new season where, you know, it's hidden panels or hidden compartments underneath the bed of the truck,
right.
Like a box truck. They smuggled a guy in one of those compartments with a full load of stuff over top of him.
Yeah.
The claustrophobia kicked in for me.
Oh, my God. And probably drove for miles like that, too, right?
Yeah. He's laying flat in this, you know, maybe 18-inch high compartment.
Well, that's how Breaking Bad ends. Jesse's in the back of that truck the whole way to Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He shows up in Alaska and just opens the door and he gets out. I mean, he's in the back of the truck.
I think it was Walt.
Oh, yeah, Walt lives at the end. The movie.
Oh.
Remember that?
El Camino. I never watched that.
Oh, God.
I got to go back.
Yeah.
Somehow I missed that.
Oh,
I got to go back
my
and watch
God.
That.
What was that called?
El Camino.
Oh, watch it. It shows his start of this part of the story. You know, he's alive at the end.
Yeah. Well, I was going to, but.
No, that won't give it away. That won't give it away.
Okay.
There's so much in El Camino you'll love.
But Walt crawls out of the back of like a cement truck or a gas truck.
That's right. No, you got
to
watch.
When you start to say at the end and then explain the ending, that won't give it away?
No, it won't mess that movie up for you. You see El Camino?
Yeah.
It's excellent, isn't it?
I need to see it again because there's a lot that I don't really... The end of Breaking Bad sticks out of my mind, but that movie doesn't really for some reason.
Well, it continues.
Yeah.
It starts right there with the end of Breaking Bad with his character, right? I read an article yesterday. It was like the 10 best endings in movies. And I'll try to find it. I think we probably get into that because these are movies that if you didn't see them yet, you ain't going to see them. It isn't something new. It's over the years. Like number one is Shawshank Redemption. It's a great ending to that movie.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, and I didn't have to talk about it, but it's a great ending to that movie.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.